The Hidden Ode for August the 20th, 2014. The 20th episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Yeah, I'm still an episode behind. So, this episode I kind of want to talk about the dynamics of the group itself. So, the group, for the most part, as it stood in pretty much through 2006 through pretty much 2010 almost, most of the group were still younger than 21. In fact, back by 2005-2006 standards, most of them were probably younger than 18. And that's pretty much true for most online gaming groups, and pretty much still true now. You know, I mean, what other group do you have that has a certain, you know, quantity of independence without having a certain high demand on their time than kind of that young adult stage? But it always kind of put me in a weird position. I mean, I never really intended to do kind of leadership stuff amongst the group, but I felt like a lot of times I was thrust into that situation. Could be that, you know, I'm kind of a more patient, let's wait and observe, and always have been that way, whereas most of them were, you know, kind of reactionary. And that might have been what led to me kind of taking up a mentor role. I don't like saying a leader role, because with our group, I don't really feel like that was right. Yeah, there was the people who were usually admins and things like that, and people who tend to make choices. But I don't feel like... I feel like it was because someone had to make them, and the group knew who could make them on an impartial level. I believe the phrase would be fair to a fault. I've had that described to me a few times. But that's always how I've acted in the community. And, you know, with this group of friends, was to try to be fair to a fault. I mean, for example, right now our primary means of communicating with one another is TeamSpeak server. Which, you know, lets us create a few sub-rooms and, you know, different voice channel rooms. And... well, the reason we're using that instead of Skype like we were at the beginning of this year was because I had, and a few others, had a personal problem with someone who was being kind of disruptive in the group. Now, rather than banning him from a Skype call, which, did you know you could set up Skype calls, like chat rooms, with passwords and such? Yeah, they depreciate some of those commands, but they're still in there. And you can ban someone from a group call, whether or not you have them blocked or not. It's kind of interesting. So, we ended up launching a TeamSpeak this year, you know, just to, so that way that person could be a part of the groups they wanted to talk to, people could individually mute them, and we didn't kick them out of the group. Again, fair to a fault. And so, I don't know. It's always been a kind of weird dynamic, because I always seem to have this happen with any online group I join. When I was a part of Dystopia, Tattoo Gamers group, I very quickly rose to rank of admin. When I was part of Tattoo Gamers, you know, quote-unquote professional Counter-Strike group, as they called it, PSC or whatever, or PCS, I was just like a step away from an adminship. And honestly, the only reason I didn't take it was because I didn't really want the responsibility. That's one of the reasons I left, because I was there to game, not so much be a parent. But, you know, the thing is about that is that I guess it's because I have a different attitude when it came to being an administrator on game servers like that. Most people, I shouldn't say it, in my experience, the majority of admins I've run across have had the mindset of either A, look at all this power I have to flex it, and you need to respect me because I can ban you, or I'm friends with the admins, and now they've made me an admin, so I can abuse, or zero tolerance, I will not be talked back to. Basically, a lot of people who had this kind of concept of, I'm an admin, I get what I want, I'm here to make sure everything's followed strictly as can be. Which, that's not an admin's role. Yes, in a game server, you should try to keep the peace in terms of dealing with people who are disruptive, dealing with people who, vehemently breaking the rules, things like that, yes, but at the same time, you're there to make sure people are having fun. That's your ultimate goal. You're there to make sure people are having fun. Now, that can mean a couple of different things. For example, a server may have the rules of certain thing is not allowed, but then you may have a group of people who kind of latch onto it and just decide to do something silly with it, and you break the rules a little bit just to show people you can have a good time. When someone's disruptive or, slamming voice chat or being abusive in chat, you don't need to kick and ban them right away. Try to talk to them first. Try to talk them off whatever troll-built ledge they've, hoisted them upon. And, if they don't want to come back from their troll ledge, then cut the wood plank and, watch them fall, but give them a chance to hang themselves or come back, their call. You just give them enough rope to do either. And to me, I always kind of treated these, admin opportunities as an occupation, as a job. I took it as a role of responsibility, and, I ran with it. And the truth be told, when I first started, applying for jobs, I didn't have a resume. I had a resume, but I didn't initially have any occupations listed. I didn't have any previous experience listed, so I wrote down my adminship. 2004, something like September 2004 through May 2005, administration on TSRP server, and whatever the .com name that David picked back then. Administration, Tactical Gamer. Okay, I didn't really list gaming for the most part, except for the name of the server itself, because it didn't seem like it might be a good idea for the resume. But I did kind of list that the different qualities of what I did as administrator. Communication between, the administration team and the player base, controlling the environment to ensure a positive experience between the, what's the word I used? I didn't use the word customers. Participants? I forget. Basically, people who use the server. And it was enough. Because that, being in my resume, kind of helped me get my first couple of jobs. You never know. But, in fact, if I remember correctly, one of the admins did say they actually got a call from one of the recruiting agencies. It wasn't one of the ones that hired me, or at least assigned me a job, but one of them did call one of the previous head admins of a server I helped administer. He was kind of surprised by it, because he was like, you really put that on your resume? Yeah, I did. That's all I had. And hey, it was experience, and it worked. I think at this point, I'm kind of getting into tangent territory. Long story short, when it came to gaming communities, I always try to present myself as a, not a mentor role, but just a kind of a respectable role. Because I realize there's a lot of kids in gaming communities. And as an older gamer, or at least a self-aware gamer, people like me tend to need to make sure we set a good example for other people. I think it turned out well in that regard, because as I look at the TeamSpeak channels that, are in the server right now, sitting in the AFK channel on the server, and I'm seeing a few names of, the kids who grew up alongside the community. My friend Dakota and my friend Jacob. Both of them I knew as teenagers, and now they're both growing into adults. Sammons is going to college right now up in Seattle, getting his life together. Still comes to me asking me questions and still, you know, kind of sees me as a mentor role. And Dakota is attempting to get going with becoming a YouTube Let's Player and a Twitch player. He's got a couple followers. I don't think he's making any money yet. But both of them have kind of come up in the world, and I'm kind of proud of that. I get this kind of quasi-parental, I'm proud of how they're doing kind of feel going for it. You know, even the ones who aren't members of the community anymore, I still check on every now and then. For example, my friend Doug, who's up in Toronto, and he's working on art, and working on getting into art school, and developing his awesome talents. And I like to think that I had a hand in that, in helping to inspire him that he was awesome and could keep at it. I like to think that, you know, all the people who've been part of the communities I helped kind of foster and help grow, that I help them become better people and help them see that they're awesome people. I guess that's really what it comes down to when you're kind of helping run a community. Help people realize that they're awesome and cool. I'm definitely in the middle of tangent territory. There are tangent bushes all over the place, and tangent predators running about, and tangent birds here and there. So, I'm gonna go. Tomorrow, I should be talking about something. Well, most of the people listening to this should be familiar with. Because right about 2007 was when I discovered this thing with RSS feeds and audio and sometimes stories, sometimes people talking. What do they call it? Oh yeah. Tomorrow I talk about when I discovered podcasting and how that brought me to a different part of the virtual world. We'll see how that goes. For now, bye-bye.